Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So there's a new method out for cleaning out stuff from your house, and I love the name. It's called the Swedish Death Purge.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
A friend of mine who is an expert on senior living, and because if you think about it, that's what happens. But I guess Swedes live very, what's the word when you don't have a lot of stuff?
Spartan.
Yes, they live very Swedishly. But,
well, that would be great.
So there's this other system which came out of Japan, which is you touch an object in your house, and if it doesn't give you joy in that moment, you give it away.
Wow.
Which, of course, is ridiculous because I don't think, like, my household cleaners give me joy, but I need them to clean the house.
Right?
My vacuum cleaner does not give me joy, but it wouldn't be good if I didn't have one. But I really, like, as we look around, I'm very excited. I have my mother's old things in the house.
Oh.
Like, you know, I need to Swedishly death purge my house from my mother's death purge from her house.
Exactly. Like, my kids did that. They put all their junk in my basement because they don't have any place to store stuff. So now I got stuff that they don't want to look at every day in my basement. It's like, why? Where did I become the
repository of stuff?
Yeah.
And but the really fun thing is, like, when you open up, you know, old boxes. So I found all my old journals. All of my friends know if I die before my husband, they have to go into the house and burn the journals.
Burn the journals.
That's their job. I never know what's in them. I don't know what I said back then.
No. And you don't want that held over your head.
I don't even know why I still have them. I love the idea that, you know, do this on a regular basis. Start, like, paying attention. So I'm just going to take a room at a time. Mm-hmm. And just start, like, you know, I found all my daughter's old school supplies, which for some reason, like, she'll, like, open a thing of paper and then not use it. So there was a big thing for kids in Puerto Rico, and somebody was shipping it, and I went and brought it down.
Yeah.
But I just think there's so much in my house that I need to get rid of now, including all my mother's pictures. Why do I have my mother's pictures? There's aunts and uncles in there. I don't even know who they are.
I know.
So actually now there's a great service where they will come. My friend Nancy Carr, formerly of Kodak, has a company where she will come and put all of your photos digitally. And know how to make it and what to save and what to preserve. It's corkscrew photography.
I
highly recommend her because she's really nice. And so as you're crying over the pictures, she'll say, yeah, get rid of it.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.